Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If that is you and you want to grow your cleaning company, you're going to find everything you want at growmycleaningcompany.com. You can also reach out to us at 480-648-5149 if you'd like to apply to be on the show. If you'd like to ask a question, leave a comment, you can get a hold of us, www.growmycleaningcompany.com. That said, today we are chatting with John Soudre from Mass Pro Service. Mass Pro has served the Massachusetts area for the last 6 years with residential and commercial cleaning services. If you want to reach out to John and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.massproservice.com. John, welcome and say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. How you doing, Mike?
Glad to have you on, brother. Before we start in on the coaching, tell us a little bit about you. How'd you get into the business? Do you have any family? Give us a snapshot into the life and times of John Soudre.
Basically, I came here, young, 5 years old. I was basically picking up trash with my parents, at RMVs, registered motor vehicles. And from then on, I just started cleaning with them. One day I decided to start managing their company, and they decided for me, hey, you should start your own business. So I started my own business, and I've been going ever since.
Now, you said you came here at 5 years old. Where did you come from?
Brazil.
Beautiful, man. That's so cool. You're embodying the American dream right here on my show. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
All right, beautiful. So you've been in business 6 years. You do residential and commercial. How many employees do you have?
15.
15. Fantastic. For 6 years, that's awesome. You are off to a great start, my friend. All right, cool. Well, anything else you want to share before we jump into the coaching?
No, the coaching would be good.
All right, let's do this. What one thing would you like some help with today?
All right, so we offer multiple services, and if one customer wants an additional service, such as pressure washing, and we're doing a residential, now they're loyal customers, so should we offer them a package, or should we just charge them separately on that?
All right, so first and foremost, we've got to make sure that you understand your business model of how you make money, because that's going to help answer this question. So it really depends. Because, again, I want to do a good job at answering you completely in a way that really helps you, but to do that, we kind of have to take a step back and look at some other things. So right now, where's kind of the bulk of your business or your focus in terms of growth? Is it floors? Is it janitorial? Is it residential? Is it commercial? Well, it really depends where you're trying to go. So can you give us as listeners a little bit of an overview of where you're trying to go as a company, and then we can kind of figure out how to work this pricing issue out within that context?
We're mostly residential, and that's how we find most of our services. But we want to one day be mostly commercial.
Okay. Those are kind of two different answers. And then one last question, and I'll see if we can't get you hooked up. So mostly residential, but you'd like to move to commercial, which is totally fine. Is it mostly janitorial maid service or mostly floor work or is it 50-50? Or kind of tell me about that a little.
It's about 50-50. We do floor work for the commercial, really. We don't really do it for residential as much because they don't need it and they don't ask for it. But the residentials, they always, they ask for extras. Can we do the garage and all this, and can we do the windows for them outside the windows? And we just don't know how to really price that as well as other companies.
Okay. Well, you are in the right spot. Let's talk mostly about residential, so that's where you're at. But I would encourage you, I like commercial, and if that is your goal, that's a different topic for a different day, but that transition from residential to commercial can be a very profitable one. That said, let's talk about residential. So what I always like, whether it's residential or commercial, is kind of a good, better, best pricing, more so in residential than commercial, because commercial, if you've done a good job in the discovery phase, you know exactly what they want, and you already know their budget, and you may or may not have good, better, best if you're really kind of zeroed in on exactly what they want. With residential, you do want to have that kind of in your pocket and ready to go. So generally, and this is a great way to add margin, I think we've talked about it on the show before, but it bears repeating. So the services that you'd like to do, John, you want to put in your better and your best. So the good would just be the basic cleaning that you do now, right? So that would kind of be really spelled out on a nice sheet, almost like when you go to the car wash and like, well, for $6, we'll just, you know, rinse it off, or $8, you know, we'll use some soapy foam, and for $10, we'll do the wheels and tires, or, you know, whatever their deal is. You kind of want to have that. The reason they do that is because they can make a lot more money on the upsell than they do on the basic sell. So same with you. You might just say, you know, for this square footage or this kind of service, just inside the house is this much. And then the better service, you might include, like, we'll do a garage once a quarter, plus windows quarterly, plus carpets twice a year, something like that. That might be your better price. And the way that you do that is it's the same price every month. So instead of saying every quarter, hey, let us do your carpets, give us an extra $400, you just add that into the service. So you kind of look at the solution for them is an annual solution, and you divide that by month. So say the annual clean, or it's $200 a month to clean, and then you were going to do the windows, and that twice a year, that was going to be another $200 each, so that's $400. And then you do the carpets quarterly, and that was going to be $400 each. You add all that up into an annual price, and then you divide by 12, and you kind of let them pay for the services monthly, right? Because what happens is when you go to them and say, hey, we're happy to clean your garage or do your windows or do your floors or your counter, your stone countertops, but we want an extra whatever amount, they're not really interested in doing it. But if you just say, hey, for $200 a month, we just clean your house. For $250, we get your house and your floors. For $300, we get your house, your floors, and your windows, plus we'll do your microwaves every month or something like that. They're going to be a lot more open to that. So really what you need to do is just kind of figure out the services that you really want to, I don't want to say pitch, but you really want to help people with, and they're profitable to you, and put those in your better and your best packages. Does that make any sense so far?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, I'm trying to make sure I answered your question. So yeah, one other thing I want to say on that before we move on is the big thing you've got to worry about or be concerned about is scope creep, where if you don't specify when you do your bid, it's just as important to talk about what you are going to do. You've got to have an equally long, if not longer, list of what you aren't going to do. And they can kind of see, and that's another thing about the good, better, best, is if you say, hey, in the best package, we'll do your windows, or we'll clean that microwave, or we'll, you know, put away laundry, or whatever your services that your customers are wanting you to do and you're wanting to do. When they ask for those, instead of you feeling like a jerk and saying, well, you have to charge extra, or we won't do those, you know, you can go, oh, remember back when we first talked? That's in our better service or our best service. We would love to do those for you. Would you like to take this opportunity to upgrade to our better or our best service? So instead of when they come to you for extra stuff, instead of you going through that, oh, I feel guilty, it costs extra time, and they're like, it just takes an extra 10 minutes, you've kind of already set those ground rules during the sales presentation or during the discovery phase of what you will and won't do and what it costs. So everybody's kind of comfortable for what it is. And then when they call you and say, hey, will you throw in an extra carpet cleaning, or can we get you out here to do a carpet cleaning? You don't say, yeah, we'll clean your carpets for $300. You go, yeah, let's move you up to the best service. And then you kind of sell that whole package. So you're really moving from a la carte stuff where it's like, I want this. No, I don't. That's expensive. Do this. Don't do that. To it's just $300 a month. And everything I'm going to kind of coach you and Cleaning Nation to do is to move away from one-time cleanings, or I'll call you when I want you to come out and clean my house, and they just call randomly, to consistent income where, you know, when you open the doors every month, you've got $47,000 coming in this month, which is a little easier with commercial, but that's what you want to try to do, whether you're in residential or commercial, no matter what you want to do. So I know we're kind of moving around topic to topic. Tell me where you're at. Did that help? Any other questions? What else do you need, my friend?
No, that did help. One question is just on the package thing. Do we just do that extra service once a month, or like, let's say the carpet cleaning, and we're charged $300 extra for that? Now, would I would I charge that for the whole year and only do it once a year, or should I charge extra if I was to do it twice a year? You know, I'm pretty lost on that.
Yeah, well, that's part of the benefit that you're offering. What they're really looking for is someone that knows what the heck they're talking about. So if you come in, and people just like kind of easy answers that they can put in a box. They're like, okay, this is handled. I can check that box. It's dealt with. So if you come in and you confuse them with, well, if you want us to clean the carpets every month, every year, that's going to be X amount. Now, we could also do it twice a year, or we could do it every quarter or every 4 months if you want, or we could come in every 6 weeks, and sometimes they're just going to be confused as all get out. So you want to think that through ahead of time and kind of break it down into what works for most people. So for most people, you feel in a residential, and that's again why you want to have a niche, because if you try and do this for all six different types of clients, you're going to go nuts. But let's just say your niche, and I don't even like residential as a niche. That's still too big. I want to know it's residential people with $500,000 houses and up that are generally 4-bedroom minimum and 2,000 square foot minimum, and their kids in the home, that kind of a thing. So when you get down to that tight of a niche, you can have pricing where you just know if it's that size home and there's kids in the home and there are dogs, there aren't dogs or whatever, you know that three times a year, whatever, you're going to have to decide that is the appropriate amount of carpet cleaning that they're going to need. So instead of kind of confusing them and scaring them and go, well, you could do this, you could do that, and give them 100 options, you just say, the good, we just do the maid service, the better, we throw in full carpet maintenance, right? So you don't really focus on exactly what you're going to do and how often you're going to do it. Clearly, you have to spell that out and know that, but that's not what you're selling them, so to speak. What they're buying is the fact that their carpets are going to look and smell good all year round, right? So you're not going to kind of negotiate or get into all those details and confuse them. You're just going to say, for the good is, we come to your house twice a month and do the maid service, and that's $250 a month. The better is, we come every week and we do the carpet. We keep your carpets clean all year round, and for you, that's going to look like us being out here twice a year to do a deep clean and twice a year to do, kind of a spot. We used to call it spotlight in my world, you know, kind of getting the spots out and do a light clean. That's $350 a month. Now, if you want the absolute ultimate package, see what I'm saying? So you're not discussing that customer by customer. You figure it all out up front. You tell the customer, this is what you need. This is what I'm recommending as a professional, so they don't have to think about it. And of course, you're giving them three options, right? So they've got three options. All they have to decide is what makes sense for them, but you're not going into the details about, now we could do this or we could do that. You think it all through and just present it to them in a nice package. It would be like me with coaching. If I wanted to help you with your business, and you're like, man, Mike, I really need help. I've got some money. Could you help me? And I'm like, well, I could hold your hand and come out to you, and we could do that, or we could talk once a day, or maybe we could talk for an hour. I could send you some CDs, or I've got a book. Why don't you? You'd be like, whoa, I'm overwhelmed and confused. If I just said, here's my program, you're going to get what you want, here's what it costs, you're going to be a lot more comfortable with, okay, I just want a solution to my problem. Mike understands my problem and he can help me with it. That's exactly what you want your customers to say is, hey, John or his people are out here. They totally understand my problem. They've already thought it through. Look, they've got this good, better, best thing all printed up. It looks amazing. They told me my carpets need to be cleaned three times a year, twice a year full and twice a year light, or whatever you've decided. Wow, he's already thought it through. These guys know what they're doing. I'm comfortable. I'm going to go with them. Did that lessen the confusion or make it more confusing?
No, that lessened it. It's just that, usually I have commercial clients, and I'm just now getting into the residentials, which is why I'm asking these questions. And mostly the new clients of mine are residential now. The commercial, they don't really ask for much. You know, they ask for the regular cleanings. They don't ask for, like, extra jobs. They already know that if they have an event such as, like, a Christmas party, that we already cover that. And so that did answer my question. That was great. What I'm wondering is, if they were to ask, like, you know, more questions on that, like that package that you said, you know, how you offer the coaching. Now, if they were to ask me, you know, like, would I be able to do this, like, for a lesser price and all that? Do I stick to my price, or would I do a little bit less for them because they're loyal customers and I've been with them for a while?
Yeah. First of all, there's no such thing as loyal customers. Either they pay their bill or they don't. If you go to McDonald's and you've been there 20 times, they're going to charge the same for a Big Mac as if I'm there for my first time, right? The price is the price. And the reason the price is the price is, do you want to treat your quote-unquote loyal customers better or worse than your other customers?
Okay.
No, I'm asking, what would you rather? These loyal customers, do you want to treat them better than new customers or worse than new customers?
Honestly, I'd treat them better.
Okay, which is fine, and that's okay. I'm totally okay with that. But do you think you'll be able to treat them better if you had more money and resources to help them solve their problem, or less money and resources?
More money, you're right.
Yep. Exactly,
that's
right?
Where you're going.
So don't, quote-unquote, treat them better by charging less. So every time you go out there, you're like, well, we got to hurry up. We got to chins. We don't have time. We don't have money. We got to go. We got to go. These guys aren't paying. That's not the vibe that you want to set up. You want to set up your you want to define a good customer by the customer that's your best customer. It's right there in the pricing. Good, better, and best, or silver, gold, and platinum, or whatever you want to call it. And guess what? Your best customers are your platinum customers. If I just show up and say, I want the works, John. I want this whole place to look good and smell good 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if that's $600-$700 a month for my 3,000 square foot home, then by golly, John, we're going to do that. If that's my first month, I am your better customer than your quote unquote good customer that's paying $200 a month, been with you for 5 years. Just showing up and paying a bill, that's good. We appreciate that. But I like to kind of go good, better, and best by the service that you can do. And guess what? How much better can you serve me without I'm giving you $500 a month, right? You can have a little, you know, throw me a little gift every month and make me feel really special, where you can't really do that with a $200 guy. So I want to get that out of your head. Like, just because they're quote unquote loyal and they've been with you a long time, that doesn't... It might get them a little special treatment, but that treatment's going to be with added bonuses and surprising and delighting. And to be able to do those bonuses and surprise and delight, you need more money, not less money. But yeah, just because I've been with you 5 years, prices shouldn't go down, because guess what? Your labor cost has gone up. Your gasoline cost has gone up. Your supplies, material, everything's gone up. So my price should go up. So I would focus more on giving better service to longtime customers, not less prices.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Okay. Yeah. And again, so the good, let me just give you an encouragement. This is an opportunity right now. I would assume most of your residential customers are on quote unquote the good plan. So you can go out and roll this all out to them. You might get a 20% bump in profit or in sales just by offering the better and the best to every customer that you've already got. You don't have to get a single new customer. And again, this works so much better if you're in a niche where you've got 70 customers and they're all the same, as opposed to, well, I've got a church and I've got a this and we do some vacation and we do this, you know, just it's now you can't really kind of, you don't get a lot of benefit. But once you start getting a niche, you can start offering these better and best services to your customers, and you can literally get 10, 20, 30% bump in revenue instantly. And the good thing about this better best stuff is those are more profitable than the good. So you might get a 20% bump in revenue, but your profit might go up by 30 or 40%, because these better and best services have more margin and more profit than the good services. I was gonna say one more thing about that. Yeah, the one thing I did want to tell you is 20% of the people are always going to take the best no matter what. It's not about you, it's about them. They just say, at the gas station I put in the premium. When I go to wherever I go, if they give me an option, I'm always going to take the upgrade. When I go out to drink, I always want the premium alcohol. Doesn't matter what it is, I'm always going to take the premium. So by only offering them one service, you're kind of not enabling them to have the experience that they want, because they want the upgraded service. And guess what? If anyone comes across and kind of competes with you and they offer good, better, best, you're going to lose that customer, because he's going to say, I want the best. And John doesn't offer me the best, but Bob here, he's got the best. And, you know, I want to be a part of that platinum program. So just remember, not only are you losing opportunity to make more profit for your company, but you're taking away an opportunity for your customers to get served the way that they want to get served if you're not offering upper tiers of service.
All right. Okay. That totally makes sense to me. That's making me rethink the whole game here.
That's what I do. I throw a big grenade in your business and then I run away and leave you to deal with it. That's the fun of being on the podcast, my friend. All right, let's turn the tables a little bit. Let's hit the lightning round and give you the opportunity to answer a couple questions and give some value back to Cleaning Nation. Question one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice I've ever received is, you know, don't go out there and think that your job is going to be easy. Because if a customer, if you show up day one and it's clean, doesn't mean that when you show up to clean it, it's going to be clean. So always prepare for the worst.
Yeah, good advice. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you made in the cleaning business that we can all learn from?
I've underpriced a lot, and that's been a big mistake for me.
Yeah,
it, it just it,
Yeah, I was just going to say, Cleaning Nation, that are loyal listeners, you're probably noticing a theme about now that the underpricing is a lot of people's biggest mistakes. So, and not once can I remember anyone answering their biggest mistake being overpricing. So when in doubt, charge more. Better to lose a winner than win a loser. All right, last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice today that will improve their lives and or their business?
One idea is that they can, you know, try to use more eco-friendly products and go for the green cleaning. I prefer usually the green cleaning for my my clients, because if you were to serve, like, you know, a client that has, let's say, a commercial, right, and they have, like, a lot of electronics there, if you just clean that stuff, it lasts a lot longer, and you can the warranty on it, you know, they're not going to need that, because you're cleaning it, it's being maintained. You know, so that's one idea.
Okay, cool. All right, John, I got to say thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for letting me beat you up a little bit and kind of being open-minded to look at your business a little different. I definitely appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you, because they're all learning from our conversation. If you want to check out John's show notes page and, of course, get everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.